Hey everyone, welcome back to all my listeners. This is episode 10 in season 11. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. My name is Sonal Patel and this is the Paint the Medical Picture podcast series. Now, all right, you guys, welcome back. Today's Newsworthy is going to be featuring my new spotlight series on my guests. And I'm going to be bringing back once again, Beth Schlieper, who I've featured on my podcast for her journey and her expertise. Today, I'm going to be talking to her on her concept of retreats. And of course, my trusty tips and recommendations are going to be peppered throughout our conversation. Let's get into it. All right. Hey, welcome to season 11's episode 10. I am back with my good friend, Beth Schlieper from Advanced Coding Services. I promised you guys I would bring her back. We heard all about her journey and her expertise on previous episodes, but she's back again and we will be hearing her talk about her retreats. So welcome back, Beth. It's so good to see you.
Thanks. It's an honor to be back. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so your previous sessions with me were a hit. I continuously get emails from the fans, like, you know, so I hope they are also reaching out and doing their part to reach out to you at Advanced Coding Services to talk to you about more about what you do, right? And how they can get involved with you and your services. So I know it's just been a tremendous amount of feedback, which I know is a good thing for you and for your company.
Yeah, so it's great. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, in today's conversation, I really wanted to you know, share with the audience, you know, how I came to know about this thing that really only you have in the industry, in my opinion. And I know a lot of people in the industry, and I have not seen anybody do a platform called retreats. Right. So not only do you have your coding school, you also believe in this concept of retreats. Right now, people in the world have a different idea, right, of what retreats actually are, what they can be. So I would really like for you to share with the audience what your retreats are and how you came up with this amazing concept.
So truly, it was late one night. It was in the middle of the night and I just couldn't sleep because I just felt that there was something I needed to do. And I wasn't sure what that was or what it looked like, but, it was at the very start of the pandemic. And, you know, we all do these big box conferences, which are great. So please don't get me wrong. I've been to HealthCon, I've been to regionals, I've been to my state conferences. I love them, but I also know, I've also heard from my students and just people in my chapter that sometimes those big box, conferences or where there's so many people, they just don't feel like they're part of that. They feel left out, or there's just so many people, they feel uncomfortable. And so, you know, that just kind of tore at my heart for a long time, and until I just laid in bed one night and it just came to me, like I needed to do retreats where it is small, it is intimate. We are our capacity stops at 100 people. Mm-hmm. And there are sometimes even 100 people is too many. And so we stop our capacity. We're not going to be the big health cons where you have thousands of people. We're just not. Wow. That's not our model. I would rather have 10 retreats with 100 people at a retreat than one retreat with 10,000 people. Like that's just, it's for me, it's quality over quantity. I have a small circle of friends. I have great friends, but a small circle because for me, it's quality over quantity. I don't need 25 flakes. I want, you know, five good mm-hmm. friends. Right. And so I also know that there are people who are simply uncomfortable in large situations, in large, communities. And so this was kind of a way to speak to those people so they wouldn't get left out of the big conferences. This was to bring it to them. For a while, we were doing strictly campgrounds. So, you know, you're not in your business casual. You're not doing your hair. You're not doing your makeup. You are just coming as you are, you know, what is it called? Ground, you know, the ground level, you know, we're just kind of friends. Everybody's a friend there. There's no haughtiness. There's no expectation, except that you're going to come have a good time and hopefully you'll learn something. And at the end of the day, the CEUs are just icing on that cake. But this year we're looking a little different. We have some retreats that are the campground. So, you know, again, still your shorts. And I tell people, as long as all your parts are covered, I don't care what you wear. The same thing is true. It's going to look a little different. We have a retreat in April. It's in Georgia campground. Great setting. We have a retreat in Boston, Massachusetts. It's at a private Christian university where we're going to stay in dorm rooms, apartment complex, you know, in an apartment. So that's still pretty low key. And then we have San Diego, which this time we actually, instead of staying at the college or the university, we're going to try a hotel and see if that fits for that community. And then we have New York in October, which I'm really excited because we all sat down and intentionally planned that weekend around the fall foliage. So I hope everybody's, you know, paying attention to the instructor and not looking out the window at the fall foliage. And then we will have one here in Arizona, in Phoenix in September. We haven't set that date yet. But again, that's going to be a hotel. So we're trying to get the best of both worlds that, you know, some people don't like the big conferences, but they still want that hotel or the ballroom setting. That's fine. We're trying to find a happy medium to speak to everybody so that people are feeling included, that they're not left out from those big conferences. And the attempt is we're doing it all across the country so that there are people who just aren't going to travel. Their funds are limited, that they're, if they get to travel or go on vacation, it's going to take their family. That this way we're bringing those conferences to you. We're bringing big name speakers. We're bringing the CEUs and the settings where it's just cozy and comfortable and you can relax. And you've been to them, Sunil. And there have been times where you sit at a table with attendees and they're like, tell me what you do and how you do it. You don't get that at those big conferences.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, thanks for sharing your concept of retreats, because you're absolutely correct. When I found out about your retreats a couple years ago, you know, I was really excited at the idea of something a little bit smaller, right? Not quite so large and intimidating, where some of these other larger style conferences are just that, they are conferences. And because they are the large membership type of organizations, they can actually go into the thousands of people. So you brought up a really excellent point for our continuing education credits for medical coding. You know, when you try and gain that education in these types of environments, I think the people can really get a lot more information out of it. When you have access to the real quality speakers, right? When you just go and you're just in attendance, you kind of just feel like you are detached from the speaker. You're just receiving the information, you're gobbling it up, but there's no way you can actually have any direct feedback with that person. So there's that missing piece when it becomes so, so large, right? And these particular retreats, like you said, yes, I've been to a couple of them. Fantastic experience I had in San Diego, California, at the university located right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean.
That's
ridiculous, breathtaking, magical. So that distraction for, you know, downtime after the education was welcome.
Right.
Was welcome. To walk down to the ocean's edge, you know, do all of those other types of activities because you're literally right on the campus itself, which is plop next to the ocean. I mean, you can't beat it.
That's why we picked it.
So, right. And this particular hotel that it's going to be at this year, I know exactly where that hotel is located as well. And it's also a fantastic spot, very close. It's just across the street kind of from the ocean. So again, you have access to incredible views in the downtime, right? Away from the education. So really, really different and remarkable types of experiences, again, in different locations throughout the country at different times of the year.
Right.
So I do think the community of professionals has more access to these retreats at the different times of year, like you just outlined, right? So the one in Georgia, like you said, is right now in a couple of months in April. So for the folks who live more geographically close to that location, it would be ideal for you to gain your CEUs, your education, and time with the speakers in Georgia.
Right.
You know, and then rinse and repeat in the different locations throughout the year. Yeah. And I also presented and attended the one in Hudson Valley last year again. And I was on that team of people who said we need to push this a couple weekends so we get to embrace fall foliage, right? Because you're going all the way out to that neck of the woods and they are renowned for their fall foliage. Yeah. So, you know, these types of retreats, Beth, conceptualized by you, I think are remarkable opportunities for other types of coding professionals who, like we said, are a little more skittish in attending these larger big box types of conferences throughout the year. They're also very cost prohibitive as well, again, because of who they are, where they're located, where they're staying, et cetera, right? So that's where there's a big difference with your retreats. I really do think that it's a unique and, you know, rather remarkable opportunity for our professionals to try, you know, and see if this, you know, other opportunity affords you that required continuing education. Because I know we all do require it, no matter who you are, what entity you work for, if it's a private practice, a hospital, if you're self-employed, it doesn't matter. When you obtain a credential from either AHIMA or the AAPC, you are required to maintain those credentials by obtaining your continuing education.
Right.
So, you know, this is yet another way that folks can definitely try it out. So I think it's amazing opportunity. Can you share with us who your speakers are for the one that's coming up in Georgia?
So for Georgia, and we have Christine Hall, Pam Vanderbilt, Carlene Dietrich, who's amazing at appeals and ERISA kind of stuff. But we also have Don Self, who's coming to speak with us. And he's going to talk to us. So the theme, if we will, for Georgia is really kind of about denial management and revenue cycle management, managing your revenue cycle. We also have Caitlin Brock, who is coming to speak with us. So I'm excited. We have some brand new speakers and some new topics. So I'm really excited to see what that brings for 2024.
I love it. That's a great theme as well for denials management. I like that.
Well, we want
to that theme for Georgia. Yeah,
absolutely. We want to make sure that our providers who are working very hard get paid and get to keep that money and get paid for every service that they're doing and then not be worried about recoupments. So so I'm very excited to see the Georgia retreat play out. So because we have a pre-treat. This is brand new for this year. We have a pre-treat where so for Georgia, let's speak specifically for Georgia. For Georgia, on Friday, I think at 1 o'clock, we start our pre-treat. So we have a pre-treat and a retreat. But we're doing our pre-treat, and that's where you're actually going to have 4 hours of education with Christine Hall, who's going to talk to us about the front end of billing. Okay. We then have Carlene, who's going to talk to us about how to do the appeals. If that's a problem for our practice, how do we do those appeals correctly to get the most bang for our buck. And then we have Dawn South, who's going to talk to us about denial management, making sure that we're processing those and responding to them correctly and appropriately. And then we'll actually start our conference Friday night about 6. You'll get to see my smiley face. And we'll talk about, you know, places to get certified. We'll talk about something. And then we get right into it Saturday morning with, you know, Dawn South is going to do some stuff about billers and coders and some common mistakes that we make that we don't even know we're doing. And then we have Carlene and Christine and Pam, and I am drawing a blank on the rest of our speakers, but we have about 10 speakers for Georgia. So I'm pretty excited for that. I'm really excited for Boston. Boston is in June. We're going to be on the campus of Eastern Nazarene College. We're right by the harbor. We're 8 minutes from Logan Airport. So fly to Boston. But our pre-treat in Boston is going to be all about leadership and empowering ourselves and bettering ourselves and just being the best us that we can be for each other, which will then carry on into our theme of compliance and really just kind of ethics, if you will, for Boston. So I'm really excited for the next couple of retreats just to see where we go and what those start to look like for people.
I love it, Beth. Thank you for sharing those specific details on the general themes, the fact that now you've included this concept of pre-treat, right? Which is also a remarkable way for attendees to get even more CEUs,
right?
And even more special kind of red carpet treatment from right. the speakers, right?
Well, the people who attend the pre-treat get dinner with the speakers. Like that's part of your registration. Right. If you attend the pre-treat, you get to sit. So now it's the pre-treat. Now you get to sit with Carlene and Dawn and Christine Hall and have dinner with them. And now that's where you get to have that one-on-one kind of conversation about, you know, Dawn, I'm really having this struggle. I'm having the struggle. Christine, help me with this. Like, let me pick your brain, because we're all sitting down at the table eating supper together. And then we'll go into our retreat where we're all together. But we came up with that because in years past, we as a team used Friday to help our community. We would do exams. We would all
that's right.
exams on Friday morning. We would all come in Thursday night. We would do the exam Friday, and we started the retreat on Friday night. We can't do exams anymore.
That's
so
right.
How do we still come into that community and help them? And so we're going to do little boutique, smaller boutique kind of conferences or retreats. So we're going to have like the pre-treat within the retreat. I think San Diego is going to be amazing. Our theme in San Diego is all about anatomy. And so Robert Kiesecker is an amazing, amazing anatomy teacher. He kind of does this. I don't know who that guy is, Gallagher or something. He cuts up the watermelon and there's watermelon flying. Bobby Kiesecker does something similar to that about anatomy. And he's great. And he's like, cut something up. And he's like, oh, that goes to pathology. And he throws it in the trash. But it's great. And so we're going to do all about anatomy and maybe something else. We might have two choices. But it's going to be all about, you know, kind of keeping with the theme. And so when we're in San Diego, it's about anatomy. But then we're also going to speak about specialties. You know, I think Pam is going to talk about spine. I think Christine is going to talk about skin. Like, we're going to have those specialties. So if you're dermatology and you're struggling with your coding or some of your billing, you're going to sit down with us with an industry expert to get that information.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, right? So much detail and thought goes into these retreats, right? And very, very, very unique from the big box conferences, right? You haven't said anything so far that I've seen on the agendas for these other types of organizations with their larger conferences. So I love that you're hitting the nail on the head with the concept of leadership at one of these retreats. That's fantastic, right? Because we have to find a way to talk to our peers about that very concept, right? How can you grow and elevate yourself into more of a leadership position, right? Those types of conversations are kind of hard pressed at other places. They're not really found, right? So bravo. And it's a nice thing to hear that you have Robert in your back pocket to do anatomy for all of us. That's fantastic. I know that presentation is going to be rather remarkable for whatever it is he decides to cut up for the audience that weekend, right? So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And you're absolutely correct. Since the AAPC has discontinued their on-site exam taking, you definitely had to shift, but still want to give back to the community. And so that's why you decided and chose this new concept of pre-treat, which you literally are going to roll out the red carpet to your attendees and be like, here, welcome.
Right.
Come on over, you know, and talk to the speakers about your burning questions and your pain points and, you know, how can the speakers help you? You know, because they do have much more experience. And so they're going to be able to sit down with you and talk to you about how they can help. So I think that's a really, really good service as well that you are doing in these retreats. It's all about providing for the community of professionals that are going to be your attendees. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm super excited because, you know, even if I've been doing this for 28 years. I started when I was two. I want you to know, because I'm not 30
yet. Of course. No, right. We're two. Yeah.
But even at the end of the day, I learned something. I learned how to do something different. But I can walk away from the Georgia retreat saying, I sat down and had lunch with Pam Vanderbilt, Christine Hall, Dawn Self, Carlene Dietrich, Sonal Patel. I know you're not coming to Georgia. But I could say I had lunch with these people or supper. Or, you know, I attended the pre-treat and I sat next to Don Self. I got to sit next to him. Hey, I met him. You know, just for that awe factor, if you will, that we're all real people and we have all learned different ways. Mm-hmm. But we all have this education and this knowledge. And I truly feel like I have learned stuff and it is my job to help the next generation. That learn from what I have done, you don't have to do the same struggles. I would rather give you that information or help you learn, show you where I learned it so that you don't, it's kind of like children, right? So that you don't have to make the same mistakes or the same struggles I went through, like kind of skip that line and get you to the head of the, to the front. So that they can say, I sat with these people, I learned something new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know we are on the same page there. We embrace the idea of sharing our pitfalls, our trials and tribulations with the people, right? Like you don't need to go and make these same types of mistakes or have a misstep along the way. If you want to ask questions, right? You can definitely be provided with some wisdom on what not to do, right? How we can possibly help you do your job smarter much earlier on, right? There are also those types of topics and conversations that definitely do go on throughout your retreat days, despite where the location is that you are geographically, right? Like if you happen to live closer to the East Coast, definitely why not try something like a Boston, Massachusetts, right? If you can't make it to the Hudson Valley, you've got those two choices on the East Coast. I think that's remarkable, right? So we don't need everybody to just go flock to one place or the other. No. Your concept is for wherever you are in the region, you know, you can definitely try and make that a point to gain. How many of your CEUs are you offering?
Are they 12? The retreat is 15. But 15. Then the pre-treat is 4. So if you attend the pre-treat, I mean, you could walk away with 19 CEUs.
See, that's incredible.
3 days of education.
That is incredible.
It's not a bad
incredible. Kid. Not a bad gig. Not a bad gig at all. That's a lot of CEUs for such a short period of time from quality speakers. Mm. So amazing. Yeah. Amazing, Beth. Is there anything else that we've missed in our topic of retreats today? What else can the audience expect if they happen to want to attend this one right now that's coming up for Georgia?
Well, the fun thing, so the ones that are on the campgrounds that are not in a hotel, or go to the website and get registered. But it's all inclusive. And we always, always have an early bird discount code. Why do I do that? I do that because my intent is that nobody will ever pay full price. Nice. And so if you're registering, use the coupon, use the discount code so that you get the cheaper price. Yeah. But like the one in Georgia, it is all inclusive. You get your food, you get your lodging and your education for the $8.95. But if you use the discount code, the early bird, it's $5.95. $595 for your two nights lodging, all of your food and your education for 2 days. $5.95 if you use the discount code.
Incredible. So that's incredible. So in addition, the attendee will be expected to pay for whatever it costs them to travel to that site, which is why we recommend you stay within those few states that surround the state of Georgia, right? So you can keep things affordable.
Right.
That's a great, great option that you provide.
If they want to fly in, then fly in and drive, because we intend to keep it affordable. Sometimes we have to double up, meaning that, you know, we might have to sleep in a dorm or people have to sleep together, not together, but in the same room. But this year we have single occupancy. So you can choose if you want to have a roommate or not. Okay. So there's different ways, different pricing. But when we're in San Diego, you can choose the hotel room. There's a link. It doesn't include the hotel room in San Diego or Phoenix this year, but we're trying a new thing. We can't do, we can't do the traditional model that we do at the college, but so we're at a hotel. We're going to try it a little different. So this time it won't include the lodging, but it'll include everything else. And then you can pick your lodging, but we intended to keep it as minimal as possible.
I love it. Absolutely. And the sharing a hotel room concept is definitely been done before.
Right.
I know when I have attended the big box organization ones, I know plenty of younger professionals who can't afford those hotel rooms and they have to find someone else to share that room with so they can share the cost, right of those expensive fancy hotels.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, sometimes it's not.
So it's not a new concept.
Well, and sometimes it's not just the younger generation. I usually find a friend and I'm like, hey, let's go. And then we can share a room. Yes, it saves me money, saves them money. But then I have somebody to hang out with. Sometimes you want that. Sometimes you don't.
Right.
You have.
Agreed.
You can or you cannot, whatever you choose.
Yeah, you've got that flexibility. Now, I love this price point as well with the early bird special, right? That is the key. You don't need to pay the full price. You should go ahead and take that early bird option. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Incredible, incredible options and opportunities for gaining continuing education, which is a must, and in a very different way throughout the country for the entire year. Your lineup is available for 2024.
Yes.
So I think that's amazing that you've provided the audience with all of those incredible details today. So it's amazing. So I hope we get a lot of attendees throughout the year for the various geographic regions that you are affording this opportunity to the community. So I think that's remarkable, Beth. And I know I'm very much looking forward to, seeing all of your marketing go up for it throughout the year as well, so we can help push it and promote it and make sure that you get all of the attendees that we want to see for the year 2024, right?
Yeah, I don't know that any one person has ever said to me, this was the worst experience of my life. everybody, you know, I get the feedback right. of, I didn't know what to expect, but this was way better than I expected. Everybody genuinely is excited and pleased that we have done this. Because at the end of the day, they then walk away with contact information from all of the speakers, and they can say, Sonal is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I met Sonal Patel. She's amazing in person, and we're kind of friends now.
Exactly. And that is true. That is what the people said when I was there. That's definitely true. You're so sweet. Yeah. No, absolutely. It really is real. You can actually make connections when you open up in this type of a environment, because the environment actually allows you to have two-way communication between the speakers and the attendees.
Which was exactly the point. That was the intention.
Yeah. I love it, Beth. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of these details on your retreats. I can't wait to see the success of what goes on in Georgia. Because like you gave away, I'm not going to actually be speaking at the one in Georgia. I will be busy speaking somewhere else in the Midwest, and it'll be hard for me to get back down to the state of Georgia right around that same time. So, but I know it's going to be successful because it's a hot topic, right?
Right.
Denials management is a hot topic, and everybody needs to learn more on how to keep the reimbursement appropriately the first time. So I know it's going to go over successfully. So
I'm very excited, and hopefully we'll see you in Boston. You again are not speaking in Boston, letting that count out of the bag, but I do hear it might be somebody's birthday weekend.
It is.
So if somebody special visits us in Boston, we might have to have some cake and ice cream to celebrate.
Exactly. But yes, absolutely. That's right. Well, Beth, again, I really appreciate you taking the time today to share with the audience. And I know there's going to be a lot of questions that come into me directly, and I will send them all over to you, your way, to make sure that we get as many people in attendance as possible for these retreats. So I wanted to thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun and a pleasure to see you.
Absolutely, Beth. And anytime you want to come back and share what's going on, what's new, you're more than welcome to come on back.
Thank you.
All right, Beth.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So that wraps up today's episode. And as always, I appreciate you all diving into today with me. If you want more information from me, please go ahead and follow me on LinkedIn. I'll leave links to everything in the show notes below. All right, you guys, remember to catch my LinkedIn Live broadcast with Betty Hovey this Friday on our Compliance Capers Fireside Chat. This week, we're going to be talking about a completed OIG work plan report on psychotherapy services. And don't forget, you can also watch it live on my YouTube channel for Paint the Medical Picture. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for sharing some time with me today. And I wish you all an amazing and very, very happy week ahead. Thank you so much for listening on today's episode. And I hope every week with me brings you closer to helping your providers paint a masterpiece. See you next Wednesday.